And we are live.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Very quickly, let me mention our sponsors right now. Jesus Christ, that's loud. As usual, we're sponsored by Manscaped.com. Shout out to them, guys. They've been on board since day one. We've got some products over here. We've got the Lawnmower 4.0 if you want to get that nutsack ready for summer. There's all sorts of stuff. Ball crop preserver, fucking ball toner. Get a bit of fucking tautness in those nutsacks. They've been sponsoring us for ages. I'm getting notifications through the thing. We'll ignore that. They've been on board since day one. You know the crack. They do the best shaving products. They do the best male grooming products on earth. There's a light on the thing. It's waterproof. You can shave your nuts in an underground cenote. Manscaped.com. If you use the code, what is it? GEMBAM1, you get 20% off.
GEMBAM1.
It's shocking. 20% off that. You know, they're not cheap. They're not giving these things away, but it's a premium product. And 20% off substanch. So shout out to Manscaped.com. They're down. They're involved. This isn't a sponsor, you know, presented by like some sort of network. They were working directly with Manscaped. Jeff Manscaped himself we deal with. Manscaped.com. Use code GEMBAM1 and get yourself 20% off. And our second sponsor, CamApp. They're sticking with us. If you don't know what the Calm app is, it's an app that covers basically all of your well-being. It helps with a lot of mental health issues. Not directly, but you know, you can get yourself some meditation. You can get yourself some nighttime stories. You can get yourself some breathing exercises. And they've got hundreds of them. They've got unique ones in there presented by famous people. Stephen Fry, Matthew McConaughey, you know, Oprah. Maybe not Oprah, but you know, I'm throwing that out there. They're all on there. And if you listen to this podcast, you go to calm.com, use the code banter, and you get 40% off your subscription, which is absolutely scandalous. The bomb, not so calm, I will admit that. But yeah, if you're going to get any of these apps, Calm is the top of the heap when it comes to apps with guided meditations, you know, keeping you present, you know. Just all those things. Breathing exercises you can do on planes when you're panicking. It's all in there. And if you use the code BANTER, you get 40% off. Where else would you get it, man? Where else would you... Probably in another podcast, but where else would you get it? We'll play the intro, for God's sake. Then we'll get General stuck into this crypto chat. Now, let's get real serious. I don't have a tension music button, but I'm going to have it. Crypto. The arse is falling out of crypto, Niall.
Yep, fell all. Get out of it.
Thank fuck I never give a fuck about it at all.
Get out of it.
So, I mean, what sort of drop are we talking?
To be honest, it's not that bad. And all the stock markets, the whole stock market's crashed as well. So, it's just one of those things. It happened last year and it'll happen every year.
At the same time, roughly?
Yes, actually.
It's funny because...
It crashed in September as well. And then it goes up again. And then that's where you shake out all the loose hands, as they say. And that's how people make money. Because people buy it at high prices. Then when it goes down, they sell it. And the people who... You know, the people buy it from when it's cheap.
Yes.
This is a great explanation.
I'm surprised you don't have your own podcast on
crypto.
So would it be a good time for me to buy some?
Yes, I actually did buy a wee bit.
Is it a bit like when Peacocks was closing down and I went in there? I went in there with about 12 quid and bought about 15 fucking Hawaiian shirts.
Straight on eBay?
No, yeah.
Stonks.
Stonks, yeah. Big Peacocks is shut down, RIP. swear to God. Did I tell you there was a picture of Kevin Hart and the crew and the Mandems and they were in the Gucci shop in Paris and they're all wearing the fucking Gucci shirts and I took a photo of the screen, sent it to Aaron, and I was like, this is exactly like the time we went into Peacocks when it was closing down.
Oh yeah.
And got ourselves some summer shirts.
Was that in his documentary?
It was actually, yeah.
That was class.
Yeah. I think I was in that same shop, you know.
Oh really?
I think we were walking around Paris sweating like fuck and I was like, come on, we're going to Gucci here.
Yeah.
And just walked around, there's, you know, like 6'10" women just looking at you like,
nice.
They don't, you've never felt like more of a fat piece of ugly shit when you're walking around Paris. They've got a style. They don't, you know, like they could just be wearing, I'm just wearing you know, black jacket, black trousers, shoes, one scarf. And you're like, yeah, but why am I pregnant? You sexy bastard. What I'm saying is, I saw a very funny video from Rick Ross. Do you see him? And he's like in his fucking mansion. And he's just like, yo, I hear all these people talking about crypto and NFTs and you making millions. And he goes, and he's in this fucking like, it looks like a palace. And he's like, yo, show me.
Yeah.
Show me where it's at. Show me. And his voice is going, show me, show me. Worse echo than in here. So it's now's the time, is it? I've got my
time to buy.
I've got my ledger that Connor Keyes told me to buy. So I've got some sort of, you know, piece of hardware. Did you ever buy something and you're like, I feel like this is gonna ruin me at some point?
Oh,
you know, like the police will swoop in and scoop this thing because it's full of like corrupt files and crypto.
Nice.
What was he telling me to buy? Fucking
XLM.
What's that? Code.
I haven't really looked into that. It's just like an alt coin.
Well, I mean, he's definitely looked into it and he seemed panicked.
He loves it.
He was like, man, he goes, get this now. This is like 60 quid, buy it online. I'll come down to your house, fill it up. I was like, I don't even know what that means. And then he's like, yeah, you can thank me when you're driving your Bugatti.
Oh, why?
I was like, I have a Bugatti. Sorry, not a Bugatti. A Mercedes, which is held together by tape and string.
Oh, yeah.
Get me that Tesla. So yeah, I'll buy some crypto. What's your go to now?
Ethereum.
Still? Still with the fucking Russian rap boy?
You see, all them altcoins are just, they basically all run off Ethereum or Bitcoins.
Okay. They started this gangster shit.
Yeah.
And that's the motherfucking thanks they get.
They're the most stable.
Okay.
If Bitcoin's doing good, everything else does good. If Bitcoin's bad, everything's bad.
So why would you not buy Bitcoin?
That's what people do. They mainly just buy the big ones. Mm. And then like the altcoins have more volatility. So that's when people make like or lose a lot in a short space of time because they might go up and down by 40% in a day.
So it's like any stocks really, like you could be buying stocks in like Apple.
Yeah.
Feels fairly safe. But then you're buying stocks in like Crocs.
Yeah.
You're like, God damn, who knows what the market for Crocs is going to be?
Skyrocket.
It probably is at the minute. They're in. I took a drink of that and there's something in my mouth. Oh, there's no cool way to do that. Disgusting. Probably a fly, knowing this place. So yeah, we're big crypto boys. I don't know why. I don't know why I have this photo of fucking Zuckerberg and the other lizards open here at Facebook. Selfie colleagues, alien theory. I mean, these guys... Do you think they own crypto or do they just drink fucking baby's blood?
Terrifying.
Look at that one in the background, just zzz, 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 blinking with one eye. And all. They've got one of everything, don't they?
Yeah.
We've employed a black man, we've employed an Asian, we've employed probably a trans person. And then in the background here, this woman is an iguana with a brain. And Teresa Livingstone, for some reason. It's that one, isn't it? It's her.
Yeah.
She definitely has
lizard.
A human face pulled over a fucking dinosaur face. But here's the thing when people talk about lizard people, do they know how thick lizards are? You know, people are like, oh, the queen's a lizard. Lizards are like, I mean, any reptiles really? They're not like higher thinking beings. I mean, they literally, you know, when you're in a coma, they call it like your reptilian brain, do they not? Where they test that by doing like some very human reactions. One of them may be putting their finger up your asshole, and I'm not even joking. You know, because you should, like, you know, even in your worst state, even if you're absolutely hammered and out of it, someone puts their finger up your ass, there should be some sort of clenching.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the tests. I heard that somewhere. Classic Geddes. I heard somewhere that to test, imagine you had a horrible accident, your family's in there, and they're like, well, we've a couple of tests we want to run. One of the things we've suggested... just to see if he's absolutely knackered in the brain. We are going to finger his asshole. And there's a fly. We are going to finger his asshole. And they come back out. Doctor's just got one brown finger in the glove. How'd it go? He's fucked. We weren't met with any resistance whatsoever. It was like fingering a donut. Anyway, just want... do you want me to pull the plug or you guys want it? Cool. I'm waiting for my lunch. This looks like a smoker's finger. Someone actually sent me. Do you want me to click on it just so that you can watch it?
Yeah.
Somebody sent me. Let me see if I can just pull his name up here. Oh yeah. A boy goes, have you seen this? I don't even know if I get. You're not going to be able to show this at all. Definitely not going to be able to. Probably not play audio. I don't know where it is. If I had to guess, I would say a rugby club, because it looks like the sort of shenanigans that would go on in a rugby club. And of course, it's not loading.
Thank God.
Thank God. Well, it's just a guy.
It's on the. Is that like a private drive?
Oh, God. Maybe I don't play it then. I mean, this is the sort of thing where, like, I mean, it's like all WhatsApp groups where you feel like, am I going to jail for being sent this against my will?
Oh, dear.
It just looked like, I mean, hopefully it doesn't load, but it's basically dudes drunk having a bit of a play fight in a rug. It looks like a rugby club.
Yeah.
And then some dude gets, okay, this is so dodge, isn't it? I don't know. Is there audio on this? This might be one of these, like, I mean, we definitely can't show this guy. So the dude's naked in the back. 22 stone. Oh, they're English. So they're having a play fight. I'll skip along here just to get to the meat. There's one naked dude in the back. Cock out. There we go. Hello.
Yeah, he's nude.
He's nude. Oh, they're doing a bit of rugby to each other. This guy, I mean, this is full. Leave my willy alone. And then blah, blah, blah. And then this guy's just fingering this dude. Now, why is he, the guy couldn't be. The guy couldn't be clenching harder. Now, why am I watching this?
That is a bit weird.
Yeah, the guy's not happy about it.
I'm sure he's not.
And then he makes him smell his finger. I mean, and he's just standing by the bar with his cock out. Now, that's rugby for you.
I know.
You know, people be like, man, what do you like about rugby? Is it the team? Is it the camaraderie? You know? Do you like the physical nature of the game? You're like, nah, man, we just enjoy the pints and the big dude fingers everyone. Sport, guys. Sport. Get your kids into sport. You know, it's good for developmental some bullshits. Let's get into something real serious here, guys. Just before we move along, I just want you guys to know that calling a man bald is sex related harassment. The Employment Tribunal says it's sexual harassment for anyone to come up to me and be like, you baldy bastard.
Will you fuck up too?
You know? Calling a man bald is sex. You see, they changed the wording on this because it was literally like, it's sexual harassment, and then they've downgraded it to sex-related harassment. Because if it was sexual harassment, you know, people are like, oh, I'd be like, calling me bald isn't sexual harassment. Come on, girls, harass me. Sexually harass me, don't just call me bald. You know, come up, grope my dick in public. Come up and be like, I'm going to sexually harass this guy. Finger me in the ass like that last guy. You know, don't just shout bald. What a fucking cop out. I want you to come up to me, force yourself upon me. Eat my box. Calling a man bald is sexually harassment. An employment tribunal has ruled hair loss is much more prevalent among men than women. And no shit. You don't see women walking around looking like Terry Nutkins. Or fucking Hulk Hogan. You know, just someone's ma. There's Janice looking like Hulk Hogan with just the silken fucking hair around the outside. So using it to describe someone is a form of sex-related harassment. A judgment has concluded. Commenting on a man's baldness in the workplace is equivalent to remarking on the size of a woman's breasts. The finding suggests. No, it's not. Not unless it's... I'll tell you why it's not. You know, most people, if they're openly commenting on someone's breasts, I would say at the root of it all, it's a positive thing. Would it not be? Hey, Trisha, lovely big tits. You can't say that to me. Well, just thought you should know. No one's going like, right, you big sexy bald fucking bastard. You know? Luckily I have tits and I'm bald. Double whammy. Yeah. Um It's not that. Imagine, yeah, some guy was like, Colin, you're a fucking baldy bastard. I'm like, oh yeah, well, shut up, you. You're fucking big tits. God's sake, the ruling. Made by a panel of three men who, making their judgment, bemoaned their own lack of hair. Comes in a case between a veteran, I thought it said Vietnamese initially, veteran electrician and a manufacturing firm where he was employed. Tony Finn, who was in line for compensation, had worked for the West Yorkshire-based British Bung Company.
I've been working for Bung Company for 24 years. When I was fired last May,
I don't even know if that's accent. That's more Jimmy Savile. He took to the company, to the tribunal, claiming, among other things, he had been a victim of sex-related harassment after an incident with the factory supervisor, Jamie King.
Jamie King had lovely big fat tits.
Finn alleged that during the shop floor riot in 2019, King had referred to him as a bald cunt.
I love the way he's like, you're a fucking baldy cunt. And he went, I am not bald. I am a cunt.
I've lost where I'm. The tribunal heard Finn was less upset by the Anglo-Saxon language. What? Less upset by the Anglo-Saxon language than the comment on his appearance. Right, okay. Is that Anglo-Saxon where they all run around in their fucking medieval gear? Just, hello, thou cunt.
All right, bastard.
The allegation resulted in the panel led by Judge Jonathan Brain? Jonathan Brain?
Nice.
Is that a typo?
I hope not.
Hey, I'm Johnny Brains. Every time he's in school, they're like, congrats, you got an A in that. Well, obviously, I'm Johnny Brains. And he still had the wig on when he was like 8. Well done, you got fucking, you know, 80% of that. I'm Johnny Brains. Deliberating on whether remarking on his baldness was simply insulting or actually harassment. It says actual harassment. We have little doubt that being referred to in this pejorative manner was unwanted conduct as far as Finn was concerned. The tribunal found this is strong language, although as he found, industrial language was commonplace on the West Yorkshire factory floor. Very classist, okay, guys? Very classist and probably racist. In our judgment, Mr. King crossed the line by making remarks personal to the claimant about his appearance. But that's what you do, man, if he had been fat. You'd have been right. Fuck off, you fat cunt. Fuck off, you bald fat cunt. Fuck off, you fucking, you know, it doesn't matter what you're. Fuck off, you ginger. God forbid you were ginger. If he was ginger, man, fuck off, you ginger cunt. He'd have been in there going, he called me a cunt. Because, you know, the ginger bits. Ginger, you can say whatever you want. The gingers, man. It's the last. If you were like, well, yeah, I was going to say, if you want to be really racist, but I would say the most racist people probably are gingers, you know, half of the KKK. If you're talking about original OG whites, gingers.
Yep.
Doesn't get wider than that. And strangely, you know, I used to do a bit of material about seeing a guy with ginger dreadlocks. And I was like, how's that allow? You know, that's kind of cultural. That's the most cultural appropriation because they're so far apart. You've got the whitest type of person with the blackest type of hair. Now, where the fuck did that come from, that noise? You got your Newton Faulkners, you know?
I was just thinking that.
You're a big fan?
No.
Who's a big fan? Someone weird is like a big fan of Newton Faulkner.
Don't know.
I bet it's like Micheál from Lavery's.
I seen him in Waterloo once. And I was actually like, is that Newton Faulkner?
Like just in the tube? Like
just in the train station, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he sort of like smiled back and I was like, oh yeah, it is. Creep.
You just stand staring at him. Then he looks back and you're like, fuck off, you weirdo. Fuck off, you ginger cunt. You ginger bastard, fuck off. God, the headline and text of this article were amended on 16th of May 2022. An earlier version referred to the tribunal having ruled that the calling a man bald amounted to sexual harassment. In fact, the tribunal's rulings were that the harassment related to the claimant's sex. I told you without even seeing that they doctored the fucking word. Because that's what they do. Fuck, who's that? The Guardian? What a pile of bastards. They put out one headline and you click into it and then they change it. Is that allowed? Being called bald, sexual harassment. Only joking. It's harassment related to your sex.
Yeah.
And they can't even bring in the word gender now because people are like, what? There's no such thing as a man or something. Women get male pattern baldness too. There's a bunch of theys out there, bald with tits and a fanny and two dicks. Squirting out. Look at you laughing silently. You can't get cancelled, you talking about? Fuck's sake. Anyway, what I'm saying is, if you feel like sexually harassing me, do it. Really do it. Don't just be shouting bald cunt. Just really come up to me. Put a finger on my ass. You know, sniff me. Sniff me. What's sexual harassment? Sniff my hair. Take a couple upskirt photos. I'm using a child's beaker, by the way. Yeah, take photos up my skirt. Take photos of my feet when I'm not looking. I've heard several people say that's a legit worry, you know?
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. What sort of response?
Apparently, something to do with your belly button as well. You can't touch it. That's harassment.
Did you read that off that page?
No, I heard that before. I thought it was funny.
You can't touch someone's belly button?
Mm.
Well, I suppose touching someone anywhere where they don't want touched, problematic.
True.
What way are you touching it?
Straight in.
Just standing there like, You could put a key in a door. You know? Or do you do it like this? Lick your finger a wee bit, do a couple of circles.
Yeah, outwards.
Or just tongue right in there. Or if it's an outie, just get, you know, real bite it, lick it about. I'd rather put my tongue in your asshole and your belly button, to be honest with you. To be fully honest with you. Although if you're a hairy dude, you ever buy a new t-shirt? You know, take the t-shirt off and you're just like, oh my God, there's a sock in my belly button. I don't know how. I don't know whether it's just if you're like have a hairy torso. I think it must have something to do with it. Where you just collect all the fluff and you're like, oh my God, a fucking Lenny Kravitz size scarf comes out of my belly button. What sort of perverts on a train? Like, hi, I was just... What? Shane said he got sort of, accosted by an older gay gent. Probably fucking paid for it. But he said on a train, some guy was like, where did you get those lips from? Or something.
Oh.
You know, and I was like, was it on a train or was it in public fucking bathrooms? You know, in a park in London. That was a posh Englishman way of being like, what that mouth do? What that mouth do, baby? He's just like, where did you get those lips? And how would that look wrapped around my salty bulb? I don't know if I've been hit on by a fucking older gay gent or anyone or of any gender my whole life. Sad times. Truth bombs. What other shit has been going on? I touched on this in the Patreon podcast, but do you know how mad the world of podcasting is going? I was saying I'd heard an ad for Acast and they just went, have you got something to say? You could be a podcaster.
Yeah.
That's fucking, I mean, that is dangerous to say to people. Like obviously you can fucking, but it's pretty much like going, have you got feet? You could be a Premier League football player.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I know, that's funny.
Oh, there are too many podcasts.
Yeah.
Is absolutely everybody just going to have a podcast now? Is that the way to do life?
Yeah, the same thing happened with music because it's so, it's so accessible to make. Now it's just like the whole industry just shit storm, you know? Like no one's making money with music anymore unless you're like a fucking Billie Eilish.
Or Jack White, you know.
Yeah, it's just one or the other with music.
He was one of the guys. Did you watch that Zane Lowe thing?
Not yet.
And he was basically like, people thought he was absolutely mentally ill because he was like trying to get gear to make vinyls.
Yeah.
And now he was like, the vinyl makes more fucking money than anything.
Smart.
Do you know, because the real music heads want like the fucking hard copy of albums.
Yeah.
and they want that sort of, they want to really like support the artist. And he's like, oh yeah, we're absolutely creaming it, man. We've a waiting list of fucking 2 years or something. Class. He said people were literally delaying their albums so that they could coincide it with the vinyl coming out. So they're putting it back and putting it back and putting it back so that they could release it all in one go. Which is absolutely fucking bananas. But yeah, bro, where's the noise coming from? Everyone has a podcast. Everybody has a podcast and people are fucking starting it before... People have a Patreon up before they've got fucking the first episode. Hey, get on the Patreon, guys. Fucking $10 a month. And next month we get our fucking microphones.
Yep.
Ah. Drive you fucking mad. Now, in all honesty, what is that?
Laptop.
Can we cut that out or what the fuck?
Yeah, I can cut that out.
Cut that out. So it's just me reacting to nothing. Leave it in. For fuck's sake. I have to ask you, have you watched Our Father, which is a Netflix documentary?
No.
Now, I wish I had the dark music button on this. It is darkness.
Is that the Anthony Hopkins? No.
No, it's a documentary, man. It's a document. Anthony Hopkins play. No, this is the general vibe of the documentary, right? In some area of America, I don't know where the fuck it was, can't remember. There was a load of women going to this one fertility doctor, and they had different issues like, oh, you know, I want to have a baby, I'm going to get a donor, or my husband is firing blanks, I want to get a donor, or we're having a bit of trouble. Whatever you needed, you went to this fertility doctor.
Yeah.
Big Mom was supposed to be getting anonymous donors from somewhere, you know?
It was him.
It was. And the opening scene is a shot from behind him with the lab coat on and his thing just going.
Reenacted?
Just pulling up. Yeah. I thought they were going to do it the whole way through the movie or through the film, but they were just like, nah, just get one scene out of the way at the start. Yeah. Your man just. Just blasting them out. And this motherfucker. Basically, I was going to say the main issue with it was, other than, you know, he's literally just like looking up someone's fucking slice 1 minute and then walks next door and shovels one into a fucking cup. He did it like way too many times. So you're only supposed to have like use a donor 3 times with different women.
Oh.
And this guy in this one town ended up, they called them the siblings. So they ended up having in the town something like fucking 100 and something. And once they started to find out, this girl was like, as you just walking down the street and seeing people and being like, yep, I'm related to them. Do you know I'm like a half brother or sister to these ones?
Yeah.
Because this dude was just busting all day. Bust, bust, bust. And he was a big fat old dude. You're like, fair play for having the stamina. And he also like, you know, he was obviously like, he was doing so much, you know, he's like, oh, that was our doctor. That was our fucking fertility guy. You know, once I was pregnant, he gave birth to the baby, you know. And we give birth to the baby.
Yeah.
I'm like, this motherfucker was doing like shifts, like 7 to 11 all day. That was his whole life, was just fucking, just bashing out loads into like wee cups. And everyone in the office was like, I had no idea. I had no idea he was just slinging it out next door. But that was just part of the thing. You go in, then we have a look, blah, blah, blah. Very good. We'll go get this. And this is back in the day before you could like preserve it or save it.
Oh yeah.
So it had to still be hot.
Fresh.
And these girls, like the girls that worked there were like, oh yeah, we would, you know, we'd get the sample and for body heat we'd like put it in our down our bra to just keep it warm as we transferred it to the other place and then he'd fucking get the turkey baster out and
hilarious.
Straight up there.
Surely they'd be like, why is there no guys coming in?
Yeah. Exactly. And what would the guy say? Like, I don't know, well they put their penis through the oh my God, hold on a second. Do you watch Kardashians?
No.
I'll come back to the fucking Our Father thing. Maureen had it on. We're in that weird stage. There's a dog. We're in that weird stage of our... Can you tell that Maureen's dad cut that dog's hair with basically a knife?
Did he?
Looks like it fell in a wood chipper. Looks fucking hectic. No, we're in that weird stage. Me and Maureen were... Sometimes every once in a while, it happens about twice a year where we find a show that we like both want to watch.
Yeah.
And at the minute, we're sort of busy and we're not really getting much sitting down time at night. And we can't, I want to watch Sopranos. Like, I've watched a few episodes of it. I really like it, but I can tell she's not that into it. So we're trying to find that sort of middle ground of like something that we both like. So what she's doing at the minute is like, I'll put something on. She'll be like, anyone to watch this? And then I'll just go, right, I'll just write, make some notes about for what I'm doing tomorrow. And then she'll put on whatever she wants. Yeah. And she put on the Kardashians the other day, right? Have you been watching any recently?
None, never.
Why? Why
I've
not?
I've never watched it right. in my life.
It's fucking scandalous, but it's not really. It's just, it's almost boring now, the state of them, but...
Juicy.
But they're just, it's so pathetic now because they're all like 40, so they're trying to like fucking really hang on to how scandalous they are. But obviously, Travis Barker,
yeah,
who is gay, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm watching that and he's like, hey, you thought it would be beautiful, Chile. I'm like, you're one of them.
Yeah.
You're fucking turned into one of them. You'll be brucing it up next. But he's getting married to the, you know, the old one, and he proposes to her with like just an absolutely offensive amount of roses. You know what I mean? We're just like, how many fucking, you know, how much have you destroyed the environment trying to do that?
Yeah.
And then they get engaged and they fucking, they're just, they make out way too much. They're going with each other flat out.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're stinking old fucking Blink-182 vegan mouth. And her mouth that's had more cocks than a fucking chicken house. that's quite a good joke. I just made it up. It's probably not accurate at all. If we get some farmer on here, there'll be no cocks in the fucking chicken house, you man. It'll be fucking run red. As he drinks four fucking Lucozades. But anyway, they're just cut. They'll be like, hey, babe, I got you a coffee. Tongue first. You know when ones are like tongue first? And everyone in the room has to be like, try not to look over here. But anyway, they got engaged and they won't stop fucking going with each other and everyone's trying not to throw up. And then very, very quickly, I don't know when, how many episodes later it was, they're in like, again, like a fertility clinic. They're in a fertility clinic and they're like, oh, we're going to try and do like, I don't know what way Kardashians have babies, like surrogates, or they just fucking squirt it into a fucking petri dish and pour millions of dollars at it and then all of a sudden there's a baby in it. But, basically, she was getting some checkup, and this is like, it was quite a fancy hospital, but they're all in like scrubs and gowns and all this shit, and he's there fucking holding her legs for no reason, you know. Travis, go home, will you? Play drums on a fucking pad. So they're sitting there, and he goes, right, we're gonna need a sample from him, right? And he all of a sudden is like, okay, and they're like whispering to each other, and then she goes something like, does it have to be like pure, or can it be? What if it's mixed with spit?
God.
Right?
Yeah.
Bro, are you serious? Probably paying $50,000 to be in this fertility clinic. And she's like, we need to get a sample from the fucking drummer here. Can I suck him off? And then she goes like, is it okay if it's his spit? And you're like... This is the unsexiest scenario you could possibly be in. It's like, we need a sample. Is it okay if I just fucking suck his cock in this room right now? This is a very serious matter. We would like to have our own baby. I'm going to fellate this guy right here with four cameras. Whilst he practices drums in my head, I'm gonna suck his cock. So inappropriate, man. Isn't it like?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
They're just literally like, do you know what? We can't. I know this is the most clinical, unsexy area, but we just can't keep our hands off ourselves. You know? Does it matter if I take his cock out of my ass and blast a load into the shot glass? Does that matter? Does it matter if we've went ass to mouth, back to ass, back to fadge? Is that okay? If there's shit, piss, cum, and spit in this tiny cup, is that okay?
Doctor's just like, all right, then. Whatever it takes. Travis Barker must be able to launch loads in fucking 3 seconds. His rhythm?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Put a wee string around his cock, hit that fucking bass, you know, that foot, that quick foot.
He must finger like an absolute piston. He must be.
Yep.
Yeah, you just stay quiet there.
That's why they're getting married.
Where are you? Someone said he's responsible for this this whole resurgence of emo.
He is, singularly.
Because he's just he's worked with so many people, and then, you know, like, you got the Machine Gun Kellys, who, I mean, what, I mean, that guy. But you know, you got a lot of these like mumble rapper types who used to be like, you know, like Lil Peeps and all, and there's a bit of rap going on, and then in the chorus they would sound a wee bit emo. And yeah, then a lot of those boys have just fully ditched the rapping, and they're just like, you know, they come out with tattoos all over their face and they're like, yeah, fucking gang gang, bro, I'm drinking fucking lean. And then the song's just like, I'm fucking depressed.
Yeah.
Slip my fucking wrists. Is it okay if there's spit on it? Probably gonna die at 26. I'm a millionaire musician, but also sad. It's not appealing at all.
I know, that's interesting. I wonder who started that.
Emo?
The resurgence.
Well, I don't know. It's just, you know, Machine Gun Kelly was like that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was a rapper, and then it seems like he sounds like fucking Avril Lavigne now. Now, yeah, that noise, we will get rid of that.
Yep.
Fuck. But, yeah, it's the worst music of all time. Unless you're Rory Woods, who absolutely loves it. That seems to be his. He's such a wee emo. I wish I could pull up, like, an old photo of Rory Woods. If they had good internet, I would go on a bit of a search. He used to have that full fucking, like...
Did he?
Big fucking fringe down the side. No, yeah.
Class.
You looking it up?
I want to look up...
Vintage.
Who Travis Barker collaborated.
Collaborated?
With.
Just type in, whose fucking fault is it that the place is full of fucking emos?
I've seen Blink-182.
Waterloo? You're going to tell SFA. Me this? Did you?
And I have to say, he is literally one of the best drummers I've ever seen. Genuinely. He's fucking insane.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, I feel like he's wasted. Like when George Best used to play for fucking play for Northern Ireland. He's like, I'm the best drummer in the world in a fucking pop punk band.
Yeah.
Who's the second best drummer? Who's the fucking... It is one of those difficult things to understand if you don't play the drums or aren't seriously into music. People are like, man, fucking John Bonham, unbelievable. You're like, why?
Because he's thick.
Because he's a fucking powerful man.
He is.
And drank fucking octuple screwdrivers, which I don't even know what that is, but I read it one time and I was like, yeah.
Good lad.
I'd be drinking octuple screwdrivers too if I was in fucking Led Zeppelin. God damn it. Anyway, back to our father. This dude was splatting loads in the cups next door and walking around. And then obviously they were going like, I could see how you could get complacent, because the guy's obviously going, listen, it's an anonymous donor. Who the fuck knows? Who gives a shit? But you were supposed to only use donors 3 times. And this guy was squirting his loads into fucking dozens upon dozens upon dozens of people. And then they were saying, like, you know, they brought up this rape case and someone was like, is it rape? Because it's not like a forceful physical thing. And I think they found some weird, not weird, but like there's some loophole where whatever way they phrased it, where it was like, you're doing a thing shortly after or before a sexual activity or something, or whatever the fuck it was. Basically, they were going, the fact that he walked in the room with the hormonal sort of, or the chemical high of just busting, that made it sort of dodgy. So the dude's just fucking... I'm walking next door, all fucking relaxed, one eye closed. And all, hey, we just met up with our donor. Fantastic. Do you have any cigarettes? You know? Also, where did that fucking trope come from? People smoking after the ride? Nightmare? Did you ever stand there fucking sweating like... Do you have a lighter? Fucking, let's crack a window open in here. I'm fucking roasting. Trying to light a fag in my lap. Fucking asshole sticking to your fucking chest and all. Nightmare. That was an insight. Oh, there's a guy's wee cock again. Oh, dearie me. But yeah, it was the fucking, it was so bizarre. Such a, and then I don't even think anything happened to the dude. He was just like, well, what can you do? I've been busting nuts. What other weirdness was there in that talk? I know there was something else weird going on. Yeah, I don't know. It was just fucking, it was so strange. Like, and then people were having to go in and be like, hey dad, you're not my actual dad. You know, just destroying lives left, right and center. He was not making attractive children. That's for damn sure.
Oh dear.
Wonders. But then there was also like, so there's a whole backstory to it where they were like, right, when he was younger, he was driving along and a kid just cycled out from between two cars and he hit the kid and killed her. So they were saying like, was there some sort of
trauma
thing going on with him? Obviously that's hugely traumatic, where he was like, I'm trying to make up for the fact that I like nothing happened. You know, he wasn't in jail or anything. It was a complete fucking freak accident. But he's like, trying to make up for the fact that he maybe killed this wee girl or whatever by doing this, and maybe he thought it was just normal or he was trying to make up for it somehow. But then they also were like, oh yeah, he was in some sort of weird church where they had all these rules and stuff about like trying to procreate as much as you could so that you could put these what they called arrows out into the world, which were like almost like Christian soldiers. And they wanted to be all blonde and blue-eyed, and everyone was like, Nazi, he's a Nazi. But anyway, the man was busy. The guy had hundreds of fucking offspring. And then at the end, it wasn't like he was going, oh, my kids, you know, these are all my kids. He was literally just like, oh, yeah, they've found out now I've got all these fucking nightmare kids on my hands. And then apparently he would bring them in and they would be asking him questions and he would be asking them questions and writing notes as if to be like, oh, so apparently I'm your dad and all, what do you do? And the girl would be like, oh, I'm a fucking dentist. And he'd be like, all right, that's some use. And what do you do? Oh, I'm just working a shop. Yep, fucking, you can go. Like, it was like fucking eugenics or whatever, you know, just working out who was the good ones, breeding out the shit ones.
Nice.
Mad. Absolutely fucking chaos. And then we got to the end of it and it was definitely one of those ones where Maureen was like, why did we watch that before we went to bed? You know, just nightmare upon nightmare.
Yeah.
So we had to go back to Seinfeld, you know, just to lighten the mood. That could be a good sting, wouldn't it? What are we at there? Are we at about 45 minutes?
Yep.
45 minutes. I'm wondering, should we cover some stories and then we'll swap over to the Patreon for the rest of the questions. Do you know what? We'll review some of these videos that we have here. This is, someone said, give this a watch. I can't watch it all. It's 11 minutes, but it's Steve-O interviewing.
You know Jacksonville?
Sure.
The Island Boys.
So they sent me to Dua County all the way from Palm Beach.
Now, he went into the barbers and he went, bro, give me the used tampons. And he's went, say no more, fam. Say no more. I'll give you the fucking, the used tampons and I'll give you the fucking sheep that definitely needs sheared real quick. Look at these.
I did like 2 years.
It was pretty serious. We were labeled as menacing societies because when you're a juvenile, they'll give you a slap in the wrist. And, you know, when you're a kid and you're running wild, you know, you're a little lost.
Until I turn 21, I'm still a delinquent. So,
so they sent you to Jacksonville because they didn't want you to get...
Now, Steve-O, absolutely have a goddamn strepsil. I mean, if you've got a voice, you can have a podcast. Tell that to Steve-O.
We're in the same spot.
Al kazoo throat.
Hey, guys.
Apparently, I heard he could have got that fixed, but he likes it.
You cannot. No, you can.
It just seems like
it's a part of who he is, and that's why he kept it.
It's a bit. It's just like someone fucking.
Yeah.
You're just being choked all the time. It just seems like, imagine that guy if you were out for dinner or something. It was like a wee bit loud in the place, and he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna get the fuck, bro. Shut the fuck up." But anyway, yeah, the Island Boys were in prison. The hair though, fantastic.
I can't be in the same mod, the same dorm.
You can't.
And that guy's, I mean, I can't even watch that. But yeah, apparently in prison. And I dare say they just got worn like a fucking cock sleeve the whole time. I don't think them boys would do well in prison. They put up a video of them like shadow boxing. And it just wasn't cool. But this is it. This is the fucking world, man. Do you ever see those t-shirts people had and it was like, stop making idiots famous? And that's Acast's fault.
Yep.
Hey, are you annoying as fuck? Get yourself a podcast. Have you got a mouth? Have a podcast, mate. We'll sell it. We'll sell ads on fucking anything. What you do, mate? Do you work in a fucking... You work in Topshop? Hey, we've got a new podcast for you. Topcast. Featuring these cunts who work in a Topshop. Is Topshop even open?
Nope.
Oh, well, fucking...
Shut down.
Bro, that was like me making a fucking Britney Spears reference there.
Boom.
I watched this thing the other day and it was people walking down the street and this guy would be like, hey, what's your favorite song? And he would ask them what their favorite song was. And there was maybe like 30 people and a disturbing amount of them said Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Banger.
Banger. Now watch this ski guy hit his bollocks on a fucking slalom pole.
Now it's the Frenchman, Yannick Bertrand. Through the S-turn. Yannick Bertrand. Oh, the kick to the groin for Yannick Bertrand, and you could hear it.
You could hear it rattle against the testis.
Watch this again.
Watch this drive. Pop. Oh.
Frenchman. Oh, monsieur. Wow, the boys took a beating on that one.
It must have been, you know, you think you've... Yannick Bertrand takes slalom gate to the groin. That must happen all the time.
Yeah.
But the dude, like, fucking, he didn't even flinch, really. I'd be fucking buried. There must have, like, if you, there's a lot of sports where, like, you know, you've got the adrenaline, you get hit in the nut bag, you just carry on. And that must have fucking killed him. He's like, whoosh. Ah! My nuts.
Yeah. Those are the moments that change your life if you're a man, I tell you what.
I was watching this, this clip and it was like, oh, this guy was the toughest rugby player in the world. And he played for New Zealand. I forget his name. Legend, though. So it's true so much I know. But it, he was literally like, yeah, we were playing this game and fucking... So I got fucking punched in the face. And I got knocked out and I woke up and then we did another fucking thing. And he just kept naming these injuries that he had in one match. And then he's like, I was at the bottom of a rock and someone stamped on my groin. And I was like, oh, that was painful. And then I played on. And then at the end of the match, I fucking... got into the changing rooms and I took down my... He's like, I took down my trousers. I took down my shorts and my fucking testicle was outside of my scrotum. I was like, what?
I thought you were going to say he fingered someone's butt.
And as revenge, I got him in the fucking clubhouse and I fingered his anus in a weird upside down position. Made my friend smell it. Then we did the hacker. What an atrocious accent too that I just did, but sure, I thought it was close enough. Now there's, look at the dog trying to get in. Fucking mad bitch. Yeah, but your man took an absolute slap into the nuts. Let me see. Woman arrested at Apple store after inserting half a dozen stolen iPods in her vagina. Toledo, Ohio. An Ohio woman has been arrested after she was caught stealing several iPads at a local Apple store while attempting to hide them inside her genitals. Surveillance camera clearly showed Irene Lewis, 46, lifting her dress and inserting several iPads between her legs. Again, is this clickbait? I couldn't believe she managed to cram six iPads in there. We had to make her spread her legs wide open and check with the flashlight just to be sure there weren't any more left. Fuck off, Alan Bales told reporters. At first she denied everything, but when we showed her the CCTV footage, she then admitted that she had stolen the iPads and started reaching inside her vagina. Bro, what sort of vagina has she got?
Impressive.
A fucking, like a goddamn handbag?
12.9 inch display, iPad Pros.
Corner to corner?
I take one.
Does that include the stylus? I mean, honestly, like, it feels like a load of bullshit. Irene is an unemployed single mother of four children. Oh, she just had four kids. She probably got an iMac and a fucking... whatever else she wanted in there.
Mac Pro display.
Mac Pro display. listen to this dog, man. Is it raining down outside? No, the dog is. Oh, you've all dirtied my fucking window. We'll have it. We'll have it euthanized. It's okay. that dog would probably survive it.
Probably.
It's that fact you give it a goddamn lethal injection, it would just be like looking at it, waiting for you to throw it for it. Yeah, let's take a couple of questions here, and then we will slink on over to the Patreon. We've got 25 questions here. We'll hit a couple of them. What do you think needs? Was this a doubled up question? What do you think needs to be done to keep people in their seats during a comedy show? Was it Kevin Hart a few weeks ago? I think we answered this. Or am I having deja vu? People getting up in the middle of their set to go to the toilet for a smoke was mad. Very distracting. So people be. I mean, that's the thing. There's people. Well, of course, our boy Kev's doing SSE now. But I don't know what the. I mean, there's people that would kill to see Kevin Hart, and they would fucking sit there the whole time glued to it. And there are also people who are just like, oh, I got it, and fucking, I'll go for an old pish if I want to. Go for an old smoke. I can't sit there for an hour. Couldn't possibly sit there.
I know. I seen some girl on her phone, like the whole gig, just in a WhatsApp group.
Where? Which gig was that?
Limelight. I think it was actually the one where everyone's phones were in the bag as well.
And she just popped it out?
Yeah.
I mean, you never know what sort of drama people are dealing with outside of it, but also, if it's that fucking dramatic, don't go.
I know.
Fucking lunatic. Absolute lunatics. Someone goes, please tell me you and Shane are doing support at Kevin's SSE gig. I mean, it's informally agreed. I don't know if it's in written confirmation just yet. And then some guy goes, David Gilliland, any pre-sales for your loyal patrons? Absolutely fucking not. No, it would be cool, like, but I mean, I wouldn't benefit from that at all. And also, they would never do that. I don't think they could. It's Kevin Hart's gig, so they're not going to turn around and be like, Kevin, you know Colin Geddes? And they'd be like, he's like, I don't know who that is. And he's like, yeah, it's the fucking fat cunt that's been knocking about here for about 30 gigs. He was wondering if people on his Patreon could get tickets for your gig earlier. And he'd be like, I don't even know who that fat bitch is. So, it ain't happening, I'm afraid. She's like the TARDIS. Oh, that's the woman with the fucking... interested to see what you think about this. I'll do the second part of this question. Have you ever thought about making a documentary about the rise of the comedy scene in NI? As one of the most well-known comedians, I would imagine you would be uniquely placed to produce something like that. What do you think of that now? What are your thoughts on that?
Good idea.
Do you think it could be... Obviously, documentaries take a bit of like investment, don't they? And, you know, you want to sort of see something play out.
Yeah.
Do you think you could make a documentary quick-ish? As in, like, obviously there has to be some... You know, I'm sure you could make, like, a... No way, BBC will do a small documentary and it'll be like, oh, here's... Did I see a Carl Frampton one or something? Like, Carl Frampton preparing for a fight?
Oh.
You know, over a couple of months. Something that's not, like...
Yeah.
Years and years of investment.
Yeah.
Could you do that? Could you? Because I mean, there is quite an obvious like generation of comedians. You know, with your fucking Colin Murphy, you know, your Patrick Keighley's, your Colin Murphy's, and your fucking Tim McGarry's, and all everything that encompassed.
Yeah.
And that sort of went, and it's still going. But it didn't seem like they had a next generation coming up right underneath them. There was probably like almost like a couple of. Fucking decades went by, nearly, I don't know, before there was like this other wave of comedians coming up.
True.
Which are obviously the ones, you know, like fucking, you know, Mickey and Shane and a bunch of ones were doing stand-up already, and then I came about, and then there was just that sort of group sort of all came up together, and now there's this like wave, that was one wave, and now there might be like another wave under that. Which is almost like the sort of the slipstream wave.
Oh, yeah.
From the one that we maybe kicked off. So, like, it's definitely going somewhere. It may well burn out, seeing that every fucking bar in Northern Ireland has a night in it.
Yeah, true.
They're just they're fucking popping up. They're popping up everywhere. And the thing is, like, it's comedy is like, I've seen it happen a few years ago when there was like a ton of gigs knocking about, and then they all died away, and then they're sort of on a bit of a resurgence now. But it's hard to fucking keep something going. It's hard to keep something just pumping for ages and ages and ages. The likes of a Lavery's, for example.
Yeah.
It's fucking past a 10-year mark, I'm sure, at this point. I never actually officially went and looked at it. But I suppose we could, I mean, like, well, if nothing else, they really do, apart from live podcasts and podcasts every fucking week and blah, blah, blah. Definitely something we could look into.
Yeah, you'd almost need to write it before you film it.
Well, that's what you would do. I think people do it. Yeah. Unless you're really following a journey, you know, like that fucking Yeezus documentary where you're like, I'm just farting about with a camera for fucking years.
Yeah.
I think you could lay out sort of what you want to examine.
Yeah.
And how to go about doing that. You know, because you would definitely, like, there's definitely a lot of interesting people to speak to, mainly me.
I said
that, I know, for fuck's sake, I said that as a joke. I think I did like a history of like Godzilla films or something, which was just as an excuse to do a vlog where I just did a running order of everything that went on. But like, it is fucking bananas to go from, like, you know, even me, like, going like, oh yeah, just decided I wanted to make a video in a garage, to like, you know, doing a fucking arena or something and bringing your mates out.
Yeah. Definitely.
And that took fucking forever. And then, you know, the sort of the recipe was well known for everybody. And then you get like a Paddy Ralph or something who just did it in a fraction of the time. And there's a ton of people doing it. There's a ton of people doing that same, like, you know, it's mainly the internet, isn't it, really? You're just like, I'll do my own sketches, I'll do this, I'll do a fucking podcast, do the clips, get them out there, get well known, boom, I'm in the fucking waterfront or something. You know, it's like, you can do, bro, that's what I should do. I should write a course and just sell it for fucking £1,500 at pop, online product, and it's how to get, it's called Get Me to the Waterfront in a Month. It's a 90-day, it's an online coach 90-day transformation on how to go from working in a call center to walking out on stage at the SSC. You're welcome. What time have we got on the clock there, up in this bitch?
57.
We're going to call it a day, guys. I do want to give a shout out to Flow CBD LTD, who are running a sale at the minute. Would you believe that? I think you use the code SPRING and you get a fucking, maybe 30% off or something. They're doing one of these like pre-summer, like, here's all our stuff. So they're back on board, 30% off. I think it's use the code SPRING, and I will follow up William and make sure it is SPRING, because I'm telling you it's SPRING, so I'll get him to change it to SPRING. He did tell me SPRING. And that's it. And the live podcast is coming up next week. We've got our official merch on the way. There should be very small amount of tickets left for that. That's going. I keep talking about that, and people keep going, What's the capacity in there? And I go, it's just 1,100. They're fucking, what? Give me 1,000 people at a goddamn podcast.
Mental.
Because I said to Aaron, he goes, I'll come over for it. I'm shitting myself, and I'm like, why are you shitting yourself? It's only 1,100 people. It's only the Ulster Hall plus 100 crammed into fucking the Telegraph Building, squelching over dead pigeons. Fuck yeah. Got the SSE on sale. Get all over that. We're probably going to have to do punctuated promos on that the whole time.
Oh yeah.
So I'm going to text the shift. And that's it. That's really it. Get on over to the Patreon, where we should have the rest of these questions being answered in an elongated chat. So there you go, guys. Cheers for joining me. We're getting there. We're nearly finished with this wee area, aren't we?
Yeah.
We've got the fucking soundproof panels in. So yeah, we're almost right at the edge of getting up and running regularly. I'm excited. Stay tuned, guys. Big things are coming. Maybe even Mickey Bartlett. He might come down here for an afternoon. Speaking of coming, be all over the place. Right, let's let this dog in before it kicks this window in. Cheers for listening, guys. See you next time. All the best.